Good morning, Emmanuel. Good morning. Welcome to our service today and to those we welcome who are listening online. Today we are having a joint service with our Romanian friends who also worship here at Emmanuel. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The service will be led by our Minister Robert and the Romanian Church Pastor Theo. Tea and coffee will be served in the hall afterwards, and it would be lovely to see you all there. Our readers today is Eddie Thomas, and the prayers of intercession are by Liz Gibney. And now I will light the Christ candle. We will have just a moment of quiet, and then our service will begin.
At the same time, because we often cross paths. We are leaving, you are coming. We know some of you by name, and I've learned a few names more this morning. And we had a service similar to this a few years ago, which was absolutely lovely, because you have something, Romanians, that we don't have, young children. Because they're your children, us, well, not in my case, but our grandchildren or great-grandchildren. So enjoy it, enjoy them. And you probably remember sitting over there, last time we had the service, one of our members, one of your little children, sat on her lap, and she really discovered how much she missed her small grandchildren. And there's a photograph we have of her hugging this little child who's probably much bigger now. And it was a beautiful, beautiful moment that represented the best of what we can do. What we have been doing for many years now is lighting, at the beginning of our service, the peace candle. As a reminder that we live in a world which is very violent, and we want and need something different. And probably you all woke up the same as I did yesterday to another bombing, another destruction, another lots of death in the world, which is something that frightens us. And when we are afraid, the best thing is to let God know that we are afraid and want something different. So we always believe the candle isn't the light for all the world, it's a little light that when all the world takes the light from the candle, it becomes a big light. So I will now light the candle. Mm-hmm. The psalmist says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Well-known words, which always remind us that God walks with us on the journey of life. We will now sing the first hymn that we have chosen. We have two hymn books there. For the ones that don't know our hymn books, it's the fatter one, not the thin one. It's Rejoice and Sing, the title is there. And we will sing, it's hymn 523, Give Me Joy in My Heart, Keep Me Praising. Cipriani will now be leading us in prayer. Both in parts of it in English and parts of it probably in Romanian, as the Spirit guides Cipriani in the moment of leading the prayer. If you would like to come forward, please. All yours.
Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee and we would like to praise Your name. We would like to lift Your name on high. And we thank You so much for the privilege we have to gather together and to praise Your name for the great things that You have done for us. Thank You so much for the sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank You that we have life because He has died for us. Thank You for the blood that He shed on the cross of Calvary so that we can be born again. Thank You so much, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings that are coming through Him. And we pray that You will be with us today and You will give us Your word. You will search our hearts and You will make us to be like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sanctify us through Your word, and we pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Tată Ceresc, venim cu recunoștință înaintea Ta și îți mulțumim pentru această zi, îți mulțumim pentru oportunitatea pe care o avem să ne întâlnim împreună și să lăudăm numele Tău. Îți mulțumim că ești prezent aici și îți mulțumim pentru sacrificiul imens pe care l-ai făcut prin Domnul Iisus Hristos, prin jertfa Lui, pentru ca noi să avem viața, pentru ca noi să fim născuți din nou. Te rugăm ca să fii cu noi astăzi, să ne binecuvintezi, să ne cercetezi prin cuvântul Tău, să ne sfințești și pentru toate acestea îți mulțumim în numele Domnului Iisus. Amin.
Amin.
Thank you, Cyprian. There were one or two words that, because of my Spanish, I could understand. So, thank you. You will be singing a song now, won't you? And somebody of the family will be playing the piano, I believe. It's all yours.
Because he is
Eddie and Bogdan, who will be leading us in the reading. It'll be the same reading in English and in Romanian from the Gospel of John.
No, I don't have the Romanian version.
The reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, and you'll find that on page 90 of the New Testament section of the Bible, in the New Testament section in the pew. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown up? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Slăviți să fie Domnul! Citim din Evanghelia după Ioan, la capitolul 3, începând cu versetul 1, pagina Sfânta Scriptură, 1027. Iisus și Nicodim. Între farisei era un om cu numele Nicodim, un fruntaș al iudeilor. Acesta a venit la Iisus noaptea și i-a zis: Învățătorule, știm că ești un învățător venit de la Dumnezeu, căci nimeni nu poate face semnele pe care le faci tu dacă nu este Dumnezeu cu el. Drept răspuns, Iisus i-a zis: Adevărat, adevărat îți spun că dacă un om nu se naște din nou, nu poate vedea împărăția lui Dumnezeu. Nicodim i-a zis: Cum se poate naște un om bătrân? Poate el să intre a doua oară în pântecele mamei sale și să se nască? Iisus i-a răspuns: Adevărat, adevărat îți spun că dacă nu se naște cineva din apă și din Duh, nu poate să intre în împărăția lui Dumnezeu. Ce este născut din carne este carne și ce este născut din Duh este Duh. Nu te mira că ți-am zis, trebuie să vă nașteți din nou. Vântul suflă încotro vrea și auzi vuietul, dar nu știi de unde vine, nici încotro merge. Tot așa este cu oricine este născut din Duhul. Nicodim i-a zis: Cum se poate face așa ceva? Iisus i-a răspuns: Tu ești învățătorul lui Israel și nu pricepi aceste lucruri? Adevărat îți spun că noi vorbim ce știm și mărturisim ce am văzut și voi nu primiți mărturia noastră. Dacă v-am vorbit despre lucruri pământești și nu credeți, cum veți crede când vă voi vorbi despre lucruri cerești? Nimeni nu s-a suit în cer afară de cel ce s-a coborât din cer, adică Fiul omului care este în cer. Și după cum a înălțat Moise șarpele în pustiu, tot așa trebuie să fie înălțat și Fiul omului, pentru ca oricine crede în el să nu piară, ci să aibă viață veșnică. Fiindcă atât de mult a iubit Dumnezeu lumea, că a dat pe singurul lui Fiu, pentru ca oricine crede în el să nu piară, ci să aibă viață veșnică. Dumnezeu, în adevăr, n-a trimis pe Fiul Său în lume ca să judece lumea, ci ca lumea să fie mântuită prin el. Amin.
The choir will now sing the anthem for this morning. Thank you. feel. I can go and sit down there now and see what the service looks like from the front. So, Bio, we have shared the building together for a number of years now, haven't we? So, and our paths cross. And he will be telling us a bit about what the church has been doing in other parts of the world.
Yep.
Very appropriate for the reading this morning as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. Good to be here together today. And Brother Robert was saying that we are sharing the building for a number of years. So that was in plan to say we are sharing the building for 10 years. On the 16th of October, it'll be 10 years. So I can't forget the day when I wrote an email and Brother Robert called me, then we had that meeting in that hall there, and he asked me, what do you want, what do you need? And I said, building, so we can worship, we can pray. I said, okay, you have it. So since then, we are together in this building. So thank you, Brother Robert. Thank you, all the congregation. And as you see, in time we grew. We have lots of children, as you said, and we have to give them something to do. Young church, young generation needs something to do because it has energy. So we have to keep ourselves busy and keep them busy. So, yeah, we're really pleased. We really thank you for this building. And believe me, all the visitors we have, they're very impressed. And we are all very happy and very thankful for this building and for you also because allowed us to be here. I know sometimes our children did few things around, but is probably acceptable. That's looks like we are still here, so that's good for us. Thank you. So yeah, it's as a vision and mission, we, as I said already, we are a young church. Then we have to keep ourselves busy. We have to somehow spend our energy doing something. And first of all, our vision is to reach as many friends, as many family relatives who are around, and we want to share what we have. And local, we have many Romanians moved in Swindon in the last 3-4 years, probably by the thousands. So we have to do this first thing to reach them, to tell them about our great salvation in Jesus. Then also we have some projects in Romania and in Africa. When we had last time our joint service together was 2019, then we started few projects in Africa and in Romania, because we have to do this. We are feeling to do this. Then we've been with certain teams in 3 countries in Africa. Then we also been a few times in Romania, in Ukraine also, since the war began. And we try to help whatever we can with what we can. So I'm going to focus more than that on Africa. I've been in 3 countries there. Not me only, it's been supported by the church in prayer and sometimes financially. We've been there with various teams almost every time, 6, 7 persons, 10, 11 at time. Then we've been in 3 countries, Namibia, Niger, to don't be confounded with Nigeria, so Niger and Ethiopia. And these countries are very different countries. Namibia is kind of Christian country, but also we've been in Kalahari, in the Kalahari Desert, on the Bushman land, which is pagan. Yeah, so they worship all sorts of idols. Then first of all, we are trying to feed them, to talk to them. There is a Romanian camp there established, I believe, 15, 16 years ago. So there are teams going there all the time. And there is a school now there, and The school is looking after children, about 250 to 260 children every year. So last year, our daughter Eliza has been there for 1 year, from September 2024 until September 2025. She served there at the school. Eliza, if you want to stand up so everybody can see you. It's not easy. Come on, Eliza. She's been serving there. Thank you. She's been serving there for one full year, and now we have another person there, another sister from the church. It's my wife's sister, the little one, Nancy, and she's serving there for another year. Believe me, I've been there, and it's not easy because all sorts of dangers, especially in rainy and hot season, there are snakes, scorpions, and all sorts of animals. But not only that, it's a spiritual battle, and you all know about this. And that's a little bit about Namibia. We've been in Niger. Niger is 99% Muslim country. Then it was kind of hard. We worked at the hospital. We built an extension to the hospital supported by CURE. CURE, this is an worldwide organization, and they are looking for about 12, they are sponsoring about 12 hospitals in Africa and in Asia. And we volunteered to build a little kind of room for them, an extension for them. We volunteered, then believe me, it's a hard country. This capital, Niamey, was built for 10,000 people, and they're living 2 million people in the capital. They don't have transport, they don't have sanitation, they don't have NHS, or they don't have nothing, no food, and they're a very poor country. So children, because of malnutrition, they're very weak, and their bones, they are breaking, and they're not developing normally. So this hospital are operating every day, 5 days a week, free of charge, about 20, 25 children from 0 to 18. They're looking after these children, trying to feed them for 6 months or 4 months, depending on what they have to do. And then after, they were operating them, so to help them to do, so they can walk, they can use their hands, and so on and so forth. I have many pictures and video, but I can't share them on the screen because it will take us too long. So what I said, I'll give them to Brother Paul, and he probably put them on your WhatsApp group or on your site so you can look at them. That's it. It's Niger, and Ethiopia is the third country we've been in. As a church, this country is like half Muslim, half Orthodox, Coptic Orthodox. And we build a school and we build churches. And it sounds strange. Does this country are closing churches down, but we are building them in Africa, which is really amazing, building churches in Africa, especially in the villages with major Islam, so which is really good. Even yesterday, there was a team from Romania going to the place where we've been, and they did, they baptized about 10 ex-Muslim, and now they're Christian, and they are serving the Lord, which is great. Believe me, in a country where it's half-half, but still Islam is very strong and is trying to spread out fast and by the sword, I mean, like in certain countries. So we have to be thankful to God that it's kind of a big returning to Christ. So for that, I'll say all the praises to the Lord. Amen. And we do some projects in Romania also. Sometimes we are helping various families in needs, and some people who are with disabilities. And this is more of kind of financial In Africa, we are going to volunteer, but in Romania, it's easy to give money, and somebody else local will help that and will do this for us. Every time when we traveled, we faced difficulties. It's not easy to travel, especially in Africa, and especially in some countries, we all the time had kind of troubles, experiences, good experiences, bad experiences, but what we have to be thankful that all the time we came back home safe and to be with our family and to be back to the community, so which is good. We thank God for the protection, we thank God for the everything what he has done for us, and for all the supplies and financial and everything what he did for us. So again, this is our visions, first to reach ours, not only ours, to talk to the people, and the mission is to spread the world abroad and to be a light. As we understood from the very beginning, we have to be a light because we are seeing that the world is not going and is not taking any better, it's going from bad to worse. So we have to be a light and to be an image of Jesus Christ. So I hope that this will help us to keep going, to don't stop, to have hope that things will be better in the future, and to be a blessing for others around us. I really thank you very much for your time. Really thanks. I really thank English Church. God bless you all for allowing us to be here. Then I thank also our Romanian church that they show up today and make some noise, our children. Now I would like to call our children. Also, they have to serve, so they'll have a song, and after our children, we're going to sing a song in Romania. Thank you very much. God bless you.
advice on this subject I'm hearing.
This time of the service, we share what we have been able to set apart for the offering, which we will dedicate to God. And as you've heard, these things go much wider and much further than we can ever imagine. So please, whatever you can, if you can, we will now share the offering. who we are, together with what we have, belongs to you. That the offering that is in the plate, but also the different ways we give, may be blessed by you, may reach the world, so the world may know that there are better ways of doing things, and that your name may be glorified everywhere. Amen. And we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Today, in our prayers of intercession, I would like to remember individual people who might represent many of us and who are experiencing situations familiar to ours, or on the other hand, living lives that bear little resemblance to the way we live at all. Some of them will be known to us, others may not. In this manner, I hope that we can make our prayers more meaningful and specific. Let us pray. A month or so ago, some of us were present at Christchurch when Mariana, a young woman from Iran, spoke to us and asked for our prayers for the isolated people of Iran. The people of Iran had been protesting about life under their government. It is possible that thousands had died in these demonstrations. The government had shut down the internet and other forms of communication. Lord, we pray for these people who suffer, not knowing news of their families and terrified for their lives. They feel alone and lost to the rest of the world. Maybe they even feel as if they are lost to God. And now, as the situation has escalated, as missiles are launched and weapons are readied, we pray for the whole Middle East. We pray for those with power and for those who have little or none. We pray for justice and peace. In our own lives, help us to consider the fairness of our actions and help us to cultivate caring and peaceful communities. We pray for Alona, a young mother in Ukraine. For over 4 years now, Ukrainians like her have lived in horror of the invasion. They are tired. Many have become refugees in other countries, and many, like Alona, have returned to their home country, where the realities of a war-torn land are overwhelming. We pray that families can keep young children safe and warm during power cuts. We pray that they can find medical treatment, food, and shelter. Lord, these people are weary and worn. Give them hope. And let them know that they are loved and not forgotten. Let us not forget them. We pray for Chau Hang Tung, a fearless activist who's been jailed for speaking up for human rights and democracy in Hong Kong. We pray for Amnesty International, which tirelessly works for the freedom of those imprisoned for their beliefs. We pray for Christians who are persecuted across the world, specifically the rising problem in Syria, continuing issues in North Korea, Somalia, and Eritrea. Lord, you created us as individuals who have different views and opinions. Help us to be not just tolerant, but loving in the way we listen to and live with others. We remember Heidi Alexander, our local MP. Give our politicians integrity, wisdom, and a passion and energy to do what is good and right. We pray that they may have strength to withstand negative pressures and that they will listen to the needs of their constituencies. making fair, informed choices and decisions. We pray also for local administrators, councillors and managers who bear responsibility for the town. May they feel cared for and supported by us. We pray for our Minister Robert as he prepares for the changes ahead of him as he nears retirement. We also remember those we know who face big changes in their lives, those like Robert who will be moving house, those whose working lives are altering, those who need to find new ways of living and a new path to follow. Be alongside these people at this stressful time. We think of the Reverend Simon Stevenette from Christchurch and his journey back towards health. We pray for Nicola and the family, knowing that life has been challenging for them all. We think of others we know who are struggling in this way, remembering too that the news is not always good. Give us strength to walk towards your light and to live with hope. We remember those who mourn loved ones, be they friends or family. Likewise, we pray for those who care for others who are unwell. We remember those whose friends and family have moved away to different towns or even different countries. When distance separates us, Lord, be close by. We not only remember families that are getting smaller, but also those that are growing. In remembering Vio, who has recently become a grandfather, we are thankful for the arrival of new babies and who add so much happiness to our lives. And we welcome those who join our families, endeavouring to understand their way of being. We rejoice in the joys that friends and families bring, but also recognise that at times they can bring challenges. We pray for patience and love. Finally, we pray for this community here in this church. We pray for those who sit next to us and those who sit here at different times in the week. We are grateful that this building can house so many different groups and that we can serve the neighbourhood by offering safe accommodation. Help us to make all welcome, not just with words, but also with actions. We pray for the outreach work undertaken here and abroad. May your love be shown to each one of your people through the way we live our lives. Those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow weak. Lord, whether we walk, run, or fly, we are all your individuals on a journey. Comfort and sustain us for what lies ahead. Amen.
Don't do this very often, but given our meeting today, and before we close our service, given that we share different walks and visions, why not share the peace? So, without or with whatever happens, turn to the people beside you, the people that you don't often see that you see today, and share a word of peace so that when we leave here, we may carry that peace with us to with whoever we meet. God bless you, and the peace of God be with you. Thank you. Shall we gather to sing the last hymn? Remember that you're all invited to share tea and coffee and biscuits after the service in the hall. And from the same book, hymn book we sang before, we sing this time hymn 415, which we shall go out with thee with joy. We will sing it twice, because once is not enough. Jesus said it in Aramaic. I don't know if there's any of you here who can say the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, but there is a musicality to it. And so much thank you for the children. It is one of the nicest sounds a church can have. A children running up and down the aisle and singing in their own ways. So thank you. Go in peace in a world that needs peace desperately. The little light we are may be multiplied and bring light, God's light, to the world. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, with those you love, and with God's people everywhere. This day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.